Blog Talk Radio.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop percolate anything you want, because it's hostility. If I don't take pity, more happy to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morn. Girl, it's a good girl, turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate, car anything you want, you know you must get it. Coming in my mansion, yo, easy tension. Girl, run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this your man won't let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band, yo. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morn. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morn. Girl, it's a good girl, turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating. If I don't take pity, want to see you get live when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. The ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo? Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, miss. You're the only one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Yo, Anna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Can I, dirty, yo. What me go to them? Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on, till I earn them on, let's get it on, let's get it on, till I earn them on, it's a good girl, turn me on, let's get it on, till I earn them on, it's a good girl,
turn me on. I thought I told you that we won't stop, I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, vegan, little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, dawn peas, palm trees, cat's name Pablo, and milked out Diablo. The williest, this to be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silliest. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Kick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah.
Don't know me, but she's setting up the money.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, don gotta, player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we share the special thing called love? I know I do. What about you?
to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace
be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones
yeah.
on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Why
well, be around till the winner is announced.
Winner
Here you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Cram Sessions with your humble host, Savannah Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Paul Cram, the King Poet. What's good with you, my brother?
What's good, bro? What's good, man? We're going to have us a nice fire show tonight. I can't wait.
Absolutely can't wait. Man, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to bless the mic, talk to the feature, hey, go ahead and press that 1 so we can get you in. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, the one and only Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who happens to not only be the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but also of Raw Link, some of the finest jewels and gems handcrafted for bracelets, necklaces, earrings. Hey, if you know the brother, reach out to him and say hello and thank you for Epiphany Radio, or just go ahead and get you some Raw Links. I mean, I got mine. You got yours?
I'm trying to get some more. I have one, but I feel naked. Like I feel like I need more.
Yeah. You know they're addictive, man. They're addictive. They got healing properties too. So you just got to. You can't just have just one. You got to have multiples, man. Got to have.
Yeah, I gotta get one. So Brittany told me I gotta get her one. She already picked out the one she want. Oh yeah, definitely get you Raw Link.
That's how it be, bro. That's how it be, man. That's how it be. Hey, man, look, what we got going on tonight, man? Let everybody know what's happening in Cram Sessions tonight.
Well, tonight, we got a very, very hot artist, man, who's going to drop 2 tracks tonight. He might even be on the lines. He said he might call in. If he do, we'll have him introduce his, one of his tracks. But they're going to be so fire, and that's just the appetizer. Because the main course, we have none other than Des Moines, Iowa's own superstar, Saleha Allen. She is a dope artist, everybody, man. I can't wait for y'all to hear her, man. She was phenomenal when I first heard her spit, and I was like, yeah, I got to get her on Cram Sessions.
That's what's up, bro. Man, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, man. We want to go ahead and bring the feature in right now. We can get on in right now.
Let's go ahead and bring Miss Saleha.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I am so honored to be here. and to talk with all y'all and share my gifts and be asked so many questions.
Yes, honored to have you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out saying yes.
Of course.
So,
I cannot miss an opportunity like this. What y'all do is amazing.
Well, we appreciate
that.
So quick question. What got you started writing?
Really just life. Like, I was always did English and really had a passion for writing. But then once I shifted and kind of started journaling and I started sharing those emotions, people were like, you know, hey, this is kind of like poetry. Like, I get you were just talking about how you feel, but this is kind of heavy. Like, this is good. And so I took it like a little bit seriously in eighth grade, and I had like one little award for it from one of my English teachers. So I was like, okay, I really gotta kick this in gear. Like, I can't let this go. So it was like middle school that I really like gained the passion, but it's high school that I really got an emotion.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Love it.
Yeah, so my freshman year, I ended up starting my poetry team. So that's what I mean when I say I got motion started. So that's, I started doing composition poetry right off the gate.
Oh yeah, you got a different set than I got, because I think I've been in one competition, man, and I didn't know at the time what competition really was until I got into that competition. I was in there with a guy named Wayne Henry, and oh Lord.
It can be intimidating at times. Like, I know when I first started going to competitions, I'm like, man, like, these people are really good. Like, you know, I at first I seen it as I don't measure up, but it's never that. My stuff is just different. I have a different style. That's all it is. And so even though it is a competition, still with poetry, you know, at the end of the day, we're all poets. We're still family. So even though we compete, and it's all love, like, and we just happy to be there and share our art.
That is what's up. That is what's up. Now, she definitely has a different style, big bro. Like, it's definitely different. It's some ketchup.
Yeah, composition pieces are very, very different. Like, most times, like, typically you only get, like, 3 to 4 minutes. And if it is, like, 4 minutes, then you get, like, a 15-second grace period, 30-second grace period. And then after that, they can dock you points. Even if you got the most poetic, amazing, juicy piece of art, they'll still be like, yeah, no, you went too long. So, yeah, it's definitely very, very different.
I think you should do that, man.
You ready for a piece?
Oh, I like that. Straight out the gate. You know what? We are definitely
why we're here, right? That's why we're here.
That is why we're here.
I got plenty to choose from, so we got a couple little things that we can go to later on throughout the night.
Well, I'm totally ready for your first piece. Big bro, you ready for her first piece?
And I am absolutely ready for her first piece.
Okay, this one is called Terms and Conditions. My love is an open contract with no limitations. Their love comes with terms and conditions. Stipulations to be followed, rules applied, you must meet the requirements line for line. Any mishap will leave you stranded, as it falls outside the box of responsibility. I love unconditionally, but they only love me under certain conditions. My boundaries, a bubble, enclosing me from the bullshit, but somehow it always gets blown away. The saying goes, blood is thicker than water, but blood isn't thicker than peace of mind. I cannot break bread with the broken. They say, you are who you hang around. I'm not damaged. I'm healing.
I'm not malicious. I'm blessed. I'm not vindictive. I've got my revenge by doing everything they told me I couldn't do. It would never be the wrong about me. I'm not a failure. My dreams are loading. My priorities aren't fucked up. They're in alignment with my destiny. My head isn't in the clouds. It's in my new reality. It's not my fault they can't acknowledge my success, but they will see me supported. I found genuine connections from strangers who didn't even know me. I realized the blood of the covenant is much thicker than the waters of the womb. Connections that are made are much stronger than those you are born with. Life is too damn short to be toxic. Same musician.
I don't break bread,
yeah,
but it's broken.
Yeah. This piece, the way that you use the words in this piece to articulate your point, this was some brilliant writing. I pay attention to wordplay, and this wordplay was something special. And you're able to get your point out in the piece in very limited lines. So this is fire. I dig this flow. This is fire. Excellent work.
Thank you. Yeah, that was amazing.
Amazing. She came out the gate with it, man. Mike is already hot.
Yeah.
Well, big bro, I do believe that is your turn.
Oh, you want me to go next after that? See how you do me, bro?
I mean, I felt like I had to get you before you get me.
It's all good. Hey, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. It's all right. This piece is called Lyrical Hitman. Before I empty my vocabulary arsenal clip, with my dictionary exploding trajectory blood spelling drip, and watch you thrive in gut-wrenching agony from the inner explosions in the depth of your limited understanding of a verbal symphony filled with the instruments of your demise, you'd be wise to surrender your pen peacefully, because the alternative is forcefully. It's a less peaceful way to be utterly destroyed, because round after round you have me annoyed. I have been pained and paid a nice bounty. Not a ransom, because I haven't kidnapped any of your metaphors as you try to clown me. Watch yourself before your disassembly of your infused confusion dislocates the permeability of the metal within your bloodstreams, clogs with euphoric precision, and dislocates your ability to formulate complete sentences. Forget about being poetic for all intents and purposes. Slow the rhythm of my wrath as we negate any possibility of your aftermath, because you are insignificantly trying to save your inked life while I'm trying to introduce you to the Trinity so I can get home to my wife, because I yearn to exploit pleasantries in a safe haven place that's created for truths and not lies. So please, I beg you, and please return your ink. If you don't, you won't get the next blink, for it will be the last time you scribe as a man, because I'm the lyrical hitman. And
okay. I think my favorite was the instruments of my demise. Oh. Something
Thank
about
you.
That line is crazy. The instruments of my demise, because it's so much deeper than, yes, that was amazing.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
And
so
that
much.
Is why I'm a huge legend.
That was amazing.
Appreciate you. Appreciate right. you for throwing me out there like that, little bro. Little bro. But hey, but you get to bring it on home, man. You get to dive in there and do what you do. So go ahead, man. The mic is yours.
You guys know you want another one.
This piece is called Forgive Me. Please don't cry. I would love for you to wipe your tears and put that smile back on your face that you wear so well. The situation you have gone through with the man that was dumb enough to leave you was never your fault. In fact, in reality, I will have to tell you that the fault is all on me. How, you ask? Well, Queen, let me explain. You see, I knew at the very moment I saw you that you were supposed to be mine. Everything that I have ever wanted in a woman was standing right before me, and I said nothing. I did not speak. I did not smile. I even made sure I didn't walk past you. I did absolutely nothing. Every single day was a new opportunity to let you know that our souls were designed to be intertwined, that your every exhale was my inhale, because we shared life between us that you didn't even realize yet. But again, I said nothing. I sat back with an attitude, watching you give your heart to guys that didn't even notice the crown upon your head. You see, I was a shoulder for your tears. When the ones you thought was the one turned out to be just like the last one, I still did nothing. It's my fault. It's my fault that you have had the heartbreaking experiences, because I loved you from day one. I knew at the moment we met that no other man would be able to love you the way that I could love you. I should have told you in the beginning that your presence was granted to me by the forces way beyond my understanding, but understand me when I say I apologize for allowing you to waste time on men that were never meant to be in your life. I apologize for not being confident enough to let you know that who and what you prayed for is in me. I apologize for every tear that has fallen from your eyes because of my hesitation to tell you how I feel. So now that you know this, I graciously ask, will you forgive me? In peace.
That's such an interesting take on love, like a love poem. I really, really love that.
That's, I appreciate that.
I don't feel like I've heard a love poem in that type of sense. Like, it's always just, like, about the present moment, not about the past. That's beautiful.
I appreciate it. It was honestly, it wasn't as hard as a write as I thought it would be for me, but I enjoyed it, and it really, I don't know, I'm starting to like that genre.
Oh man, don't come back to my genre.
I mean, I got,
don't come
I got
back
a
to my
great
genre,
mentor
bro.
For that genre though.
No, but I love it, man. I love it.
Oh, man. So what time is it, big bro? I think it's getting close to that time where I think, I need to ask you another question, though, Sally. I really want to know something, especially with both of us being in Des Moines, mm-hmm. Des Moines, Iowa. So with poetry in this area not being as, I don't want to say the word popular, but as big as it is in some of the bigger cities, how do you maintain, like, finding out where shows and everything are located, how do you keep your name on everybody's tongue out here in the poetry community?
Really, you just got to get out there and network. And I feel like people kind of forget that part of it, like networking, like the little parts of networking. I feel like people see it as such a major task, and it's just as simple as connecting with people, making sure, you know, you saying your highs and hellos, letting someone know when they look good, if you like their outfit, because, you know, even though this is a smaller city, that's cool, because then it's quicker to get your name around in that sense. Because you're just going back and forth to all these different places, and then you staying consistent, and now people really start to recognize you, and now they're actually tapping in, and, you know, you gain more than just a quick experience. Like, you know, you gain an actual connection. And then, you know, then you got moments where people are like, yo, I know somebody. So
no,
you just start making them little small things.
Yeah, that's how I ran into Mic Check, you know, trying to just get out there, whatever, meeting other poets. Because I honestly didn't know that the poetic community in this area, I mean, although Des Moines is not big, the actual poetry community is pretty tight-knit. Like, and, it's really cool. I really like the vibe out here. It's pretty dope. And Mic Check has been introducing me to a few people. So I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, it was good to see your face and stuff at the Juneteenth and everything. That was just dope.
Yes.
But I have another weird question to ask you.
Go ahead.
What poet would be your dream collab? Pass on.
I cannot think of her name right now, but she was the first poet to perform at the BET Awards. Hold on, we on, you know, internet fast. Let me see.
You give Van about 13 more seconds, he'll tell you her name.
And she has a poem that, like, in it, she's like, I'm black like my black great-great-great-great-great-grandmama. And I just love that because she has a very, like, rhythmic sense of poetry. Because, like, I do a lot of rhyming, but, like, even, like, the way that she was timing her words had, like, almost a beat-type flow. But still keeping it on more of the poetry side versus rapping. So I just thought that was so beautiful. So give me a couple seconds. I'm still going to find it.
You know what? I think I even know what piece you're speaking of. She was on, I think the stage was like dimly lit, black dress.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was a really dope piece. That was a really dope piece. Big bro, same question. If you can collab with any poet, past or present, who would it be?
Wow. If I could collab any poet, past or present, it would have to be my favorite poet, who happens to be Maya Angelou. And reason being is because she, a lot of her pieces resonates to the core of me. So I would have loved the opportunity to collab with her just because of how deep her mind is when she writes. That's what would have to be for me.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. See, both of y'all
are about
real
deep.
What
about you, bro?
Honestly, like, so believe it or not, all right, so there's a gentleman who he put out a couple poetic albums, and I didn't know that those existed, where he actually, like, live band, he had, like, little ooh-type girls in the background for certain parts or whatever, but he was doing poetry, and I think the name of the whole little band is called the Miles Long Experience, but it's Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like I would love that experience to collab with Malcolm Jamal Warner, dude, brother, dope. So, y'all ready to jam a little bit?
Absolutely.
Right, bet. Well, at this moment in time, we're going to call you DJ Poetic. You go ahead and spin that block for me real quick, and let's hear
the song.
Do
we want to bring in the brother to introduce his tracks? You want to bring him?
Yeah, we can bring him in and introduce his track. Yeah, that'll introduce his track. Introduce yourself to the people and introduce his track.
Absolutely. Let's bring him on in. What's happening, good brother? Welcome to Epiphany Radio.
Well, go on, everybody. How you doing?
What's up, man? What's good with you, bro?
Good.
You know, Ojeda Doc. I'm Jamaican. I'm here located in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Just get the introduction out of the way. I'm a reggae artist. So, you know, I'm going to get some reggae playing for y'all tonight a little bit of my own genre of reggae, as people like to tell me. You know, I create my own little style, my own little flow. You know, just going to jam up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. I can't wait for everybody else to hear it. I've been jamming. So what's the first track we getting ready to play, man?
So the first track that I'm going to play tonight is my first single that I came out with called Kiss and Caress. It's what, you know, kind of put me on the map or made people, like, really tune into me and tune into my vibe and stuff like that. So, you know, that'll be the first track. And then my other track after that is my single that's going out right now, Don't Play With It, that feeling everywhere right now, you know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and just get to the music first.
All right, let's get it.
Hold me love you, Lord. So hold me touch you. So hold me fuck you. Kiss and caress you. So hold me love you, Lord. So hold me rub your butt. So hold me fuck you. Kiss and caress you. So hold me love you, Lord. So hold me touch you. So hold me fuck you. Kiss and caress you. So hold me love you, Lord. So hold me rub your butt. So hold me fuck you. Kiss and caress you. Tell me why you love me now. It's not time. Grab your body, flip it from your spine. Spark the split. Slap it from behind. The way she a whine, you know say she a mine. The thing mad, but she know me a deliver. Kiss pan the neck, lips start quiver. Little more, whole body start shiver. I get white, cause she know where she get in her. Give me a box and she tell me find the secret. She say I rust the man, the only one she deal with. So me go give her what she want. But first you have to tell me what you want.
Yeah, whenever I perform it, it's a little more intense than I perform it, so, you know.
Oh, I bet, man. I've been to reggae clubs, and yeah, it's like dancing in there. It's like a whole movement. Like, y'all real serious. I don't have the energy for it. I get tired quick. My stomach big, and I can't do all this. All right, well, brother, real quick, won't you tell everybody where they can find your music and how they can follow you?
You can find my music on all platforms. I'm on every last one. Just look at my name. I'm on Ojeda Doc. I'm on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, Tidal, everywhere. Just OJEDADOC. Typing in and everything for me come up. You can Google me. I'm Googleable.
That's dope. That's dope. Oh, well, man, I want you to stick around. I'm sorry, man. You're talking more. All right. So I want you to stick around for us.
No,
we're going to call you back up later on tonight so you can introduce your second song. So hang out, vibe with us, and we definitely going back to the islands later on tonight with Ojeda Doc.
Definitely, definitely. I appreciate y'all for having me. I'll be right here.
No problem.
Appreciate
no
you,
problem.
Absolutely.
Well, Big Bro, I think it's time to open up these lines. I'm sure you got some people who have some questions they want to ask and some things they want to say.
Absolutely. Let's bring up first to the mic, we have Epiphany's own host, Wednesday Night Divas Talk, one half host, and then she's one half host of Monday Night King and Queen's Court Invasions, and I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Paul Krim. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, I forgot your name. How do you pronounce your name? Celia.
Salia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Epiphany.
Thank you.
Dope poetry. Great pieces, gentlemen, as well. How y'all doing tonight?
Appreciate you. Doing
good.
I'm chilling. Enjoying the show.
No, I can't even chill. I just got finished listening to the music, and I still hear it in my head. I'm still in my room just moving.
Man, listen.
Oh,
listen. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with that song already.
That joint just played, that was hot. I was in here from the first beat. I was like, oh, I like this. I like this a lot. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. I hope he posts his info in the event page because, I want to follow him. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. So, La Pearl La Negra, do you have a question for our feature tonight?
I do, but I want to say this first, okay? You are the only person I have ever heard use the whole saying, okay, where it goes, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. I have never heard anybody else use that, and that was like, it was awesome to hear somebody else say that because, you know, people have been saying, you know, blood is thicker than water for centuries, not even realizing what they're saying. They're referring to, you know, they think they're referring to the loyalty and love of the family, but it really means that, okay, just because you are born into a particular family, that does not mean that's where your loyalty lies. It means that the bonds that you form throughout life with people is stronger, okay? That's what that saying means. It don't mean that the family is over everything. Okay, because you've got some family members that can be complete and total strangers to you that are right next to you that you've grown up with, and they treat you like the enemy. So I appreciate you saying that. Now, my question is, when did you fall in love with poetry?
So definitely my freshman year of high school. That's when I was like, okay, because I had did, like, a lot of music, like, musical instruments growing up and, like, dancing and stuff, but I wanted to get into something different. I even did sports, and, like, I was like, I do not want to play sports for the next 4 years. Like, I want to do something different. So I joined a writing club, and everybody was doing novels and, you know, just more of like book-based text reading. And I'm just like, I have this poem. And luckily a teacher had helped me put something together and I was able to create my team. And so when I created my team, that's when I really, really fell in love with poetry, when I was able to go to those competitions and see and hear so many different pieces and point of views and experiences. Like, that is when I really fell in love with poetry, is not even from my own writings, but from other people's.
Okay, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. Wow. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
So I know you're not thinking you're getting off that easily.
I got a little something I was playing with. This is actually two pieces I combined because I really couldn't figure out what to do with them. So I got something.
Le Perle Negre.
Mm-hmm.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so I call this That Damn Kiss. These hallucinations prompting me to navigate the realm of indecision, lost in my own thoughts of false understanding, trying to capture a straight thought for something in the truth to make sense to me, but I can't think straight. I am so confused. I wait for sun's rays to appear and warm my heart every morning I wake, but I find I'm still in the dark, hoping to discover some avenue of where my moments of contentment in us lay themselves to rest. Not to interject pious thoughts, but sincere. To make it make sense, these echoes of recrimination that made us disappear. Did you miss or chase what isn't even there? Just because I wanted to be kissed. Now my soul is stuck on his lips. I mean, have you ever made love to a poet? His words trace the silhouettes of my thoughts, pouring out every time he speaks, and I taste each syllable as they navigate my rounded hips, opening me, exposing a hidden tremble in my soul, prompting inhalations, whispering, longing for his next sapiosexual innuendos upon my skin as his verbal fingers orchestrate an exhaled symphony of moans and ecstasy riding the air. He's written his poems inside my soul. And that's their piece.
Jesus.
My soul left on his lips.
Poems.
Oh! Mm.
Thank you.
That was dope.
Thank you.
That's a whole different feeling being explained in a couple words. I love that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Man, your opinion is just absolutely amazing to me. Like, I get lost in your words, and I love that.
Cool.
I love when I can hear somebody else spitting, and I can just go somewhere. And I love that. I love your pen.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm a fan as well. Appreciate it.
So won't you tell the people what you got going with Epiphany?
Okay. So Wednesday nights, I'm one half host of Diva's Talk, but my other diva is still in a healing stage, so I just bring aboard a couple of guest divas to join me and give some commentary, you know. I have no idea what's going to be the topic of discussion for tomorrow night, but I'll definitely bring y'all something before the show starts. And on Monday nights, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. I leave the topic of discussions up to him. But they're both dope shows. So y'all come on by Monday nights and Wednesday night to 9. Back to y'all.
That's dope. That's dope. So everybody, you already know, Epiphany, just call in. You gotta hit that show, man. Two very dope shows, man. I love her so much, everybody. So will you give me the honor to escort you to the study hall?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's my privilege to escort you to the study hall. Thank you for stopping by. Stay on the line. We might even hit the block, man.
All right. Absolutely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay. Whew. So, some, yeah. This, dope, huh?
Man, listen, she always come through the shows and tell you that.
I love everybody hopping on.
Always, always. Well, Miss Aaliyah, do you have another piece for us?
Of course, of course. Okay. Let me
see. The mic is yours.
This one is called Recipes. Love is a tricky subject for me. To me, love is a recipe for great disaster disguised as nourishment for my soul. One part yeast, flowering false reality to get someone closer to their true intentions, oil to make sure the lies glide smoothly down my ears. Salt to taste, because sugar ain't cheap and ain't shit sweet when you don't know if the love is real. Putting all my eggs in one basket, trying to follow directions. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Was it from trying to build connection? Because I got yolk all over my face. I don't like this love game, but I'm starting to see how it's played. They break bread with you as an appetizer so you can stomach the strings they pull you along with. You are to follow breadcrumbs as if it'll bring the whole loaf back, and you are to starve until they say otherwise. Mama tried to warn me, but like to say, I can't see, I'm blind. Perfection is another tricky subject. Because how was I perfect in that moment, but suddenly things changed? I thought you brought light to my life, but you're a winter solstice. The sun traveling the shortest path in the sky, bringing a day with more dark night than there is daylight. And now I'm questioning myself. As I sit in the shadows, I could return calls and left open texts like the availability wasn't in question in the first place. I peel back my imperfections to find perfection again, picking myself apart like Operation, but I was never the problem. Your unavailability isn't a synonym for my worth. You planted the seed of doubt in me, but I watered this feeling and it's flourished into pure beauty, a being you can never touch or play with again. I detached myself from the attachment I had on you. The smell of your last bridge with me burning is refreshing. I idolize you too much, put you on a pedestal as if you were above me, but truth be told, we're just built from different recipes.
Yo. Yo. I was hungry. I was swimming. I was, you know, licking my lips, texting my fingers. You, hey, listen, you can't be doing that, man. You can't be doing that. She took me on a journey, man. I was like, man, I was. Yeah, this is amazing. You are an amazing artist for sure. Amazing artist for sure.
She took me through too many emotions, bro. She took me through too many emotions at one time. I don't know how I feel at this moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was awesome.
Did you do that piece at Good Vibes?
I did.
I thought so. I felt the same way. That's what I remember. I remember the feeling more than anything.
I keep up the same way. I love that. That means it's consistent. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Man. So we're going to give you the opportunity to choose which one of us go next and what genre would you like to hear?
Ooh. Okay. My options. You got to lay them out for me real quick. As far as genres go.
You want to hear romance, love, erotic, science fiction.
Okay. Let me see. I think I'm going to do a science fiction. I think a science fiction would be fire. I love sci-fi.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, sci-fi.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's one? You know what's one we should do, Parkon? Since you want a little bit of sci-fi.
What's that?
You remember that a legendary combat joint? You got your piece.
Big bro, get out of my head. That's the piece I'm looking at right now.
All right. All right. You want to go first? You want to go first, little bit?
I'll go first this time. That's lyrical combat. Test your might. Against a surprise verbal assassin in this lyrical game of combat. My pen transforms sentences into scorpion spear, making it hard for you to combat. The stage is my battleground. The microphone, my opponent. And all I feel is the crowd's glaze. That's when I throw a combination of metaphors. The crowd in awe and the mic is wobbly, so I know it can't take no more. Remove my mask and set the microphone on blaze. Fatality, flawless victory. My pen once again wins. Always ready to honor the Shiraru clan in lyrical combat. So if you're ready, big bro, test your might.
I like that.
Legendary combat. Pen of Sub-Zero. As a member of the Pen Quay, I challenge you to a wordplay of legendary combat. What do you say? My pen will freeze your metaphors, have your nouns and verbs slipping for more prior to me finishing you. One thing you will know that is true. As one of the deadliest pen poets in the tournament, no Shang Tsung will possess me to implement a false reality, giving you a flawless victory. Instead, I will perform a fatality that will leave you speechless like a bestiality. Don't matter whether it's earth or outworld. The level of poetry my pen will leak will shoot ice storms into your veins and make you obsolete and weak. Weakened by my 30-piece written combo, don't you dare shift into Rambo or hope and pray that your scribbled Liu Kang will help you defeat my various genre of poetry game. Legendary Ink Combat has begun, so let's have some fun, because in this realm where you hear ready, fight. No matter the round, ink brushing will be on display day and night. So while you're still playing the original version, I've elevated into different mythologies in this season. You feel the temperature shift. Your ink starting to freeze under extreme degrees. Don't forget, you may need a blanket to prevent what's coming, a lyrical, poetic combat. So stop running. That's that piece.
Wow.
It's
old. Combat. What's that?
Thank you.
You caught me off guard with the sci-fi. When you said sci-fi, I was like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey.
I was a little nerdy kid. And
let's go.
I love sci-fi. I had to see
that. Indeed, sci-fi is amazing.
Yeah, love and I was like the lyrical battle, like that's, like using your words, like that's just because sometimes them be your biggest battles when it's on your hands.
Absolutely.
So I have a question. Y'all talking about sci-fi, and I just want to know. All right, so coming from somebody who, as far I can never get into a sci-fi conversation because my expertise doesn't go past Starship Troopers. So I don't know exactly what classifies as sci-fi, because it got some, you know, some movies that I like, and I didn't know they were considered sci-fi, but I know people who really like Get Down, like it's sci-fi the way people get down with anime. Like, I don't understand that either. I can't do it. I just get lost in those kind of conversations. So is Judge Dredd considered sci-fi?
Well, all right. So you have different levels of sci-fi. When you think about Judge Dredd is like a comic book character, right? So comic books are created outside of the realm of reality because it's someone else's brain thoughts to create this illusion of a world where it just keeps going. So, because of some of the special effects, the history of Judge Dredd, it's considered science fiction. The Matrix science fiction,
Does everybody hear so how super intelligently he explained that to me?
Broke it all the way down. That's what they call
it.
He broke it all the way down.
Yeah, it's really a comic book character that comes from the realm of like, whoa, wait. I didn't know he was a comic book. I thought he was Sylvester Stallone. I didn't know he was a comic book.
That's how we with those adaptations, though, from the comic books to movies, like, because a lot of people aren't. And I feel like comic books aren't, like, as common nowadays anyway with technology. So, like, especially nowadays, that's kind of a fine line question.
It's just a lot of science fiction out there that you can watch. I mean, I can get caught up on a Saturday afternoon watching the Sci-Fi Channel, and my whole day is gone because I'm just enjoying the movies. It's literally like that.
My favorite sci-fi movie.
I think I do that.
Is Interstellar.
I do that with action movies.
I'm sorry, Shalia. What did you say your favorite movie was?
My favorite. Sci-fi movie is Interstellar. Because
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Is that with Matt Damon?
I think it's got the guy from, what's his name? I can't think of it. He was in Magic Mike. Y'all probably didn't watch that, though.
I don't think one of them going to jump and say, ooh, that was, I don't think that's going to happen.
That's
definitely not going to happen here. Nah. But yes, Matthew McConaughey, he's in it. And it's like when he goes to space and he leaves his family and stuff behind and how time is different up there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that one out. I'm going to check
it out. For y'all, I'm going to go check it out and see if I like real sci-fi.
It's real good.
Yeah, I mean, there are some good movies out there. Yeah. The ones that I like watching the most nowadays is the ones that could actually cross into reality. Like, it's something that could actually happen. So I like a lot of the end of the world type movies. And my favorite one is The Day After Tomorrow. That's like one of my favorite movies.
So that's sci-fi?
Is that on Netflix?
It's borderline. It is on Netflix. It's borderline. It's borderline because it's something that could actually happen because it's talking about the world ending in an ice age, if you will. So it's something that borderline could happen, and it really, like, movies like Volcano, it's an old movie, but it's one of the classics, Volcano, Dante's Peak. There's so many different type of end-of-the-world type movies. It just depends on what grabs you to watch it. But when you get into deep sci-fi, like your Star Wars, your Star Trek, The Matrix is clearly science fiction. But I love that movie, you know, all of them, to be actually, you know, to be honest.
The Matrix made me look at people different.
It does. It really does.
All right, big bro. I'm thinking about time for that little station ID. So pay a couple bills real quick. Let the world know what's going on with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Cram Sessions with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Paul Cram, the king, the poet, the legend in his own right. So the dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 to get on to the mic to talk to this awesome, phenomenal poet, Shalia Island. I hope I said it right.
Island.
But make sure you just come on in. Island. Ah, thank you. Island. So make sure you just press 1 to get involved, to get on this mic. We're looking forward to just bracing and blessing the feature with your questions and hearing your poetry. So go ahead, press 1. Paul Cram, back to you, bro.
All right, man. Whew. So I'm enjoying this show so far, man. Shalia, she came in and she set the mic on fire, on fire. She ain't come to play with nobody. That's what's up. That's what's tough. So I think we need to go ahead and open these lines back up, big bro. What you think?
Absolutely. Let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. And next up on the mic, we got area code 254. Welcome to Cram Sessions. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 254, you're live. Who do we have on the mic? Are you muted? Maybe they just stepped away.
Right.
We'll go to the next caller in queue, which happens to be Epiphany's own one-half host of the Just Say Gina show. Gina Storm is in the building. Hey, Gina.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, guys. Gina.
Hey.
Hello,
hey,
how
Tuesday.
Are you?
Did we lose her?
Happy to be here. Glad I wasn't on mute.
Oh. I know that's right. I know that's right.
How you doing today, Gina Storm?
You know, I look at every day above ground as a blessing, and every single day on the calendar, a present. And what you do with that present is on you. And I try to live my best life every day.
That's some definite power affirmation. Great words right there, James Long.
Hey, I'm like that. That's my new mantra to my.
Okay, this ain't even conversation. This is my true story.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
So, Ms. Storm, do you have a question for our feature?
Not so much a question as kind of more something that I've observed since I've been a poet. And one of the things that fuels me is everyday life. So I don't know if it's a question, but I'll form it in a question. What percentage of what you write is true to your life?
It's kind of crazy because there are moments where I will write these pieces that in that time, I don't, like, feel that way right now. Like, that's just what was on my heart, on my head. But then later down the line, I'll go through something. And I'll be like, oh, my God, this poem fits my entire situation right now. So it definitely is a mix of both. So I'll say it's, like, still a good, like, 30-40% of my stuff is experience, because there's a lot of times as well that I'll just write little stanzas and I'll hold on to those for years. And so I feel like I've found a place in a poem that I feel like it belongs in.
Absolutely.
So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
All I can say is asked and answered. It makes sense to me. So, yeah, the math be mad then. I get it.
Well, Ms. Gina Storm, I know you brought something for us, right?
Okay, so I'm going to do this thing that I do all the time on Clubhouse. And if y'all pick a number, or we can let the feature pick the number, one or two. One is a freestyle, and one is a piece that I wrote. One or two.
I say two.
Yeah, let the feature pick. He said two?
She picked two.
I think I heard her say two.
Yeah, I heard her say two, too. It means I gotta find the piece because I wrote it. So this is going to be a piece that I wrote and not a piece that I freestyle. And it's okay. I'm not mad. I'm just saying. When I have to read it, I have to find it. I'm not going to just give it to you.
Well, I
it comes to me.
You stepping out the boxes for me tonight.
Oh, no. It's a necessity and not an option. This is a wonderful thing. The fact that they had you on tonight lets me know that this is where you needed to be. So I'm just happy and grateful to be able to add to or contribute to the wonderful energy you brought to Epiphany.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to hear it.
You're welcome. Oh, God. Oh, here it is. Okay, so October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I dedicate this piece to the survivors.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I titled this piece Done. I don't know if I can make it. Every day is a nightmare. I'm living repeatedly in the same nightmare. Over and over again, see, my Prince Charming has begun beating me. Lately, it's been daily. I remember when my name became every ugly word for a woman you ever heard. I talked back once, and he liked my nerve. To the tune of opening my car door, shoving me towards the curb, I believed adults could speak freely our minds, but apparently that's absurd. There's no hospital visit to document my injuries. It was only his word against little old me. I had a neighbor some years back. From time to time, her man would give her a smack. I recall the day the cops and the ambulance were at their address. The coroner took her away. I cried the rest of the day. As I secretly packed my bag for escape, I hid and got my plans finalized. My trusted friend, who's helping me, realized that he'd be one day the reason for my demise. He thought that he had to help me and save me from that being my ending. After that, he was sodomizing me and raping me. Those were the final straw. I can't wait. I see my death is what is next. You see, I've lost friends, hair, teeth, and weight. The sound of his voice makes me shake. I thought marrying your soulmate would end happily ever after, fun and laughter. And if I don't leave him before he ends me by tomorrow's sunset, I'll be another headline of a domestic violence situation ending with the death of one. But goodbye to what I believe was my forever. I'm wondering right now why I have a chance to. And I'm done. In peace.
Oh, wow.
That is so, I commend you for being able to write and discuss that topic, because that's a definitely a tough one. And I know it's really hard to, like, talk about those kind of experiences and put them on a page. Like, that's a tough topic. I commend you.
That was a heavy piece.
I volunteered.
Very heavy.
I volunteer at a women's shelter for women and children and a no-contact shelter for the survivors of domestic violence. I live there. My daughter and my grandchildren have lived there. Even if it's for a couple of days, it's just until you get placed. But sometimes you just need some place to go that he can't find you at. Because if he didn't finish the first time, believe that he will come back. So I write poetry like that, even though that wasn't my story. But it was one of the women that I helped and saved. And her children right now are thriving, and so is she. So that's the least I can do. In the month of October, I have to support breast cancer awareness as well as domestic violence. So thank you all for the stage and the platform, and thank you for your response, because it's a necessity and not an option.
Yes, that is very important. I love that. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for that, Gina.
I love me
thank
a heavy
for,
piece.
Thank you for I thank you for picking number two, because I don't know what I would have done if you had picked one.
I'm glad I picked number two too, because I definitely have like a heavier piece, but we were kind of light. I didn't want to just drop that on y'all in the beginning, but you know, I kind of seem like we're there, so.
Yeah, so.
I appreciate that. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, that's very amazing, because you don't hear a lot of poems like from the actual point of view about experiences. It's a lot more of like, what's the word?
Tragic
kind of
ending.
Like
there are very few survivors and a lot of casualties.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Gina, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio as well as abroad, please?
All right. So you can catch me and Jess J with the Small House of Poetry on Saturday afternoon in the kitchen at 1 Central, 2 Eastern. Every Saturday afternoon, we do speed round style, round after round, where we make sure you get your fill of poetry, because there's no interruptions, no breaks, no titles, no names. You just spit your piece and land that plane so the next poet can go after you. We do that round after round every Saturday afternoon with Wallace the Elder Reed as the main chef, and the sous chefs are the rest of the Small House family. Saturday evening, every other Saturday, you can catch myself and Just Jay, the Just Jay and Gina show on the Epiphany Universe Network, where we are not going to have a interviewee. We are going to spit your poetry in the forms of MP3s. So if you have a recording of a track that you'd like us to play during our show, send it to me or Just Jay. We'll make sure that you get in the rotation. We're going to do that and discuss the poetry afterwards. We haven't done it before. We're going to do it now. So catch us for that on Sunday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. You can catch Small House of Poetry, The Shop Presents The Living Room. Myself, Jess J, and the rest of the Small House family on Sunday evenings, every Sunday, where we either have an open mic or we do a deep dive into the poetry and the poet, or we have an interviewee. Monday morning, catch us at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, or the AM Drive, WSHOP, presents the AM Drive every Monday morning, where you have hot topics. What say you? What's in your cup? How's the weather where you are? Black facts and more. You don't want to miss it. It's just like every morning show that you listen to during your commute, except there's no music breaks. There are speed rounds of poetry. Thank you, Ben, for asking. Love y'all. One love, one mic.
Absolutely. Love you, too. One love, one mic. And I will be escorting you to the study hall. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gina Storm.
Whew, oh, man. I love that. I love him.
So to our listeners, man, if anybody is going through anything of that nature, you know somebody that's going through anything of that nature, say something. Like,
always.
Please say something.
Yeah.
You know, that your something may be what saves that person's life, man. Say something.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's time for us to go ahead and go back to the island. What you think, big bro?
Hey, man, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait. Let's bring the Ojeda Doc back. Welcome back, my brethren.
Yeah, we're here, man. Still there. We're still there. We're listening in, you know.
How you enjoying the show so far?
It's interesting because, you know, me being, you know, a island person and stuff like that, you know, I grew up in New York and stuff like that, and, you know, just being a different places, just, you know, I've never, you know, sometimes you don't really think, and, you know, you guys are saying you're in Desmond, you know, Iowa and stuff like that, and it's just like, no matter where we are as a culture, you're going to hear us creatively, you know what I'm saying, you're going to hear us trendsetting, you know what I'm saying, you're going to hear us inventing, you're going to see us doing all type of things, you know, no matter where we are, no part of the country or the world, we are going to just unapologetically be us, and, you know, just seeing the creativity and stuff like that is just, you know, it's one of those things, you know, I just appreciate. So, as an artist,
we appreciate you,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, won't you introduce your next song for us, brother?
All right, so, you know, like I said, I'm Ojeda Doc. That's O-J-E-D-A-D-O-C. This song coming up now is my single that's out right now, killing everywhere right now. We try and get it all on every radio station we can. So, you know, go ahead and drop it for us, DJ. You know, don't play with it on every platform, Don't Play With It by Ojeda Doc.
All right.
All right, everybody.
This is never done it pure. I never done it pure. And when we love you, we wanna love you pure. Them say forgiveness is part of the cure. I strongly love you, we wanna love you pure.
Sounds like this, but you got a fan for sure. These two tracks that we heard here this evening, pure fire, man, pure fire. Thank you for sharing your artistry with us.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. For real. I definitely do. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, man, I thank you. Thank you. When I put the call out for any musical artists who want to get their songs featured on Cram Session. Like, as soon as the post went up, within, like, 10 minutes, he hit me up. Hey, what's the email? Like, oh, that's what's up. And absolutely. I downloaded the music, and I was like, been blasting. I love it.
Yeah, man, listen, I got a video for that out right now on YouTube. everything is the same. Ojeda Doc on every platform. It's pronounced Ojeda because I'm actually Spanish and Jamaican. I'm Cuban and Jamaican. But, you know, it's pronounced Ojeda because I'm Spanish. But, you know, I'm on everywhere. Ojedadoc everywhere.
It.
Just Google me, everything. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, everywhere. I have everything. Facebook. I'm on every platform you listen to your music or listen to your podcast. I'm on everything. So just look me up, listen to me out. IG, I'm here.
Love it.
All right, brother. I just tagged you.
Follow you, brother.
I just tagged you in the event page, brother. Go ahead. Go to the event page and put it on there. Put a link on there where they can follow you. Let everybody know on that event page how they can get in touch and how they can listen to your music, man. I know you said you're on all platforms, but put them up there on the event page so everybody can go and click on it and just vibe out.
Yeah, man, for sure. Don't be afraid to put, like, where you're going to be performing live, man. Put all of that information out there, man. Atlanta is only like 3 hours.
I got a show this Thursday at Havali Lounge in downtown Atlanta, right by close by the Underground. I'm right down there this Thursday. Big concert with a lot of dope artists. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be there this Thursday. So, yeah, I'm moving as well. You know, the music is doing great. Trying to get it to the world right now. To the world.
Absolutely. Hey, man, we got the music now, man. It's going to be in rotation in our shows, man. Just to let you know, it's going to be in rotation.
I appreciate that.
All right, man. One more time, please give it up for Ada Doc, man. He's gonna we gonna take him to the study hall lounge, let him relax and listen to the rest of this show right quick. Again, hit him up. He will be putting his information on the event page, or you can just go on my post, click his name, follow him, become his friend, so you can stay up to date with all his music. So it's one thing we say before people leave. I'm sorry.
I said thank y'all so much for having me, man. Thank y'all for having me.
No problem, no problem,
man.
Brother.
You
have a great one, man.
Whew. All right, nice.
Don't play with it.
Don't play. But see, that's a catchy tune, man.
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, I'm still in that first track, man. Shoot.
Yeah. So when I get off the phone, it's guaranteed when the show is over, I'm not going to go to sleep right then. I'm going to go ahead and blast it a little bit more, sit in this back room and just decompress and just listen to it and vibe out. He's definitely on my rotation. So, big bro, we got some more callers, I see.
Absolutely. Next up on the mic is none other than my East Coast logo brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Everything is good, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Doing good, bro. How you doing?
I love that song that I just heard, you know. I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was definitely a vibe.
Definitely a vibe.
Yeah. It seems like that brother's very talented. I wish him well in his success.
Okay, bro. So, do you have a question for our feature tonight?
What's the question?
And I was asking if you had a question for the feature tonight.
Yes. I want to know, what's the biggest challenge in the music industry for himself?
Like who I think the biggest talents are in the music industry?
Yeah, Otto, the feature that you're hearing is the Poet of the Evening, and the track that just went off is the Reggae Artist.
Oh, okay, my bad, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's nope. All right.
Okay. Well, okay. It's a feature of Queen. Yeah.
You said a queen. I am.
Okay, I'm.
Yes, she is.
I'm a gentleman. So yes, always recognize my queen. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, queen, what's the biggest challenge as far as straight and poetry?
I feel like for me, I've always done, like, competition pieces, so, like, focusing there in my poems is a must. Like, I have to memorize my pieces normally before I perform. At least I prefer to, because that helps me, like, keep my focus and understand my rhythm.
Okay.
Are you going to spit something for us tonight?
Yes, I am. I write poems, but I'm more of a freestyler.
That's okay.
Yes. The way I am black first with the military heart. That's how I am.
Brother, the mic is yours.
Otto, can you turn up your volume? You're kind of low, brother.
Okay. The name of the freestyle is called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Because I just cannot be in a place of defeat. Wherever the justice be meet. You see, I'm Rosa Parks. I'm not taking a back seat. I'm Dr. King with the sanitation saying that I am a man. I will not go on the bus. I will not serve in the Vietnam War. I am Malcolm X, who taught you reaching to your mind to expand and take your mind to the motherland. Garvey has spoken today and the words that display. I am one of the adventures. One of the adventures will never be successful. Call me Garrett Morgan. Because you must stop at the traffic light. Ain't no turning me around to back up and feel insufficient. That in my blackness, I feel like I am independent, so my words just be so frequent. You will feel the power in the story of the minds of the slaves. We break these chains, and we are in different lengths. And when we're going through our horror, it's like it's so insane. So we find ways to escape the refuge point for the lessons to learn. Even though we've been burned by lies and well, we still on the rise, we have to open up our eyes. And we must conquer our own demise. Because I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. To be inferior, where my mind feels like it's so superior, let me deliver a message. So my mindset will have that leverage. I reach to you like if I was Fred Hampton. And I'm talking about the kids that play that dirty game. They have no shame in the words of you. Must overcome. Not feeling numb and not feeling dumb. We feel like we are educated and we have a new legislation. Only in the black world and we see the difference and everything in the distance and the instant is coming and it still be the world that we strength. They sit the dogs on us. We walk themselves. They say you can't vote. They say that you can't write. They say that you are three-fifths of a man. They're coming with a different plan. You see, I know that I can because the answer is all of me. Black indeed. Black is the seat. And you will follow us. And you have a group. Call me Africa. Only in my eyes, the way that I come through the path, and you will see that. Ain't don't let nobody turn me around. As the mess for all this bad. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Larry DeLynch, can get his in up from all in, but then go.
All right, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Even though he was low, he was able to try and tune out and hear you. Paul Craig, what's think of that piece?
I love the freestyle.
Ooh. It's something that I wish I could do. I love hearing him spit, him, Gina Storm, whenever they decide to, like, do freestyles. I love to hear it because it's something I've always wished that I can do. A lot of people try and they just say a bunch of words, and when I listen to this man spit freestyle, it makes sense. So I'm so intrigued by it, man. So I'm always, always loving to hear you spit, brother.
Yeah, I'm what's their freestyle, but I can't freestyle. I know they say you just gotta give it a try, but that's not my forte. I have to write. So I honor anybody who can freestyle or even try.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. No, I just call the mind of the ancestors. Being for a message. And I feel like in today's society, you know, having told the full story by our own people. For this one. Accountability must come. A person must be in their type of life. Well, what has happened? Not a place of hate, but a place for people to be awake. That, you know, when Dr. King said that, you know, how the land was divided and how he was, you know, going to get that check. That check is still going in the mail, going to the government. That check right here needs to be delivered to us. You know, so I feel like I never say that, you know, particular people are evil. I would never say white people are evil. I would never say it because I believe that there's accountability. The government sees it. You know, anybody who pledged the government of oppression sees, like my brother, Gorilla says, the normal work. They're still listening. And they're listening to their legislation. And I think that that poem right there is still going on.
Yes, sir, good brother. He's spitting that knowledge, man. He's spitting that knowledge. Straight up.
Well, brother, we're going ahead and take you a nice little seat at the study hall. Stick around. Listen to the rest of the show for us. I'm so glad you joined, came in, man. It was always a pleasure to hear you spit, like I said.
I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I love to hear that. You know, one thing to know the other day, he gives his flowers to everybody, not to it.
All right, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, one love, one mic, bro. We're going to get you over to the study hall. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Next up on the mic, we got area code 254. Welcome to Cram Session. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Angel Kim. How y'all doing?
Hey.
How you doing, honey? I'm good. I apologize for earlier. I got a new phone, so I'm still trying to figure it out. And I was talking, but y'all couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. Okay. No worries.
I was like, oh, Lord. I just want to say to the gang, listen, I've been listening, and everybody's been dope. Oh, my gosh. Y'all have had some fire on the mic. The feature, Queen, you are amazing. This is my first time experiencing you because that's what you are. You are an experience, and you have definitely gained a supporter. So I'm looking forward to more of what you have. Yeah, I loved it.
Thank
I loved
you.
It.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
You are welcome. I do have a question, if y'all don't mind. I'll keep it brief.
Yeah, okay.
I think Ed Mabry said it best. You need to read twice as much as you speak. With that being said, what are three books that you would suggest people read that have impacted you?
Let me see. There was one recently. It was a book on healing that I was recently given, but I haven't gotten to finish it yet, but it was just a gift. But even, like, the title was very empowering to me. Let me see. Mm-hmm. It's on my Amazon wish list. I can't point it, but it's about healing and, like, accepting your mistakes. So I think any healing book always needs to be on someone's roster because I feel like you always have things we don't want to talk about or we find hard to discuss. And so if we don't feel comfortable talking about those things with other people, we got to make sure that we're right within ourselves. So that's one of them. And then let me see. There's a poet that I just recently fell in love with, and they happen to post like clips of their book online. So her name is Morgan Richard Oliver, and she has a lot of really good like short poems, kind of about like just coming to terms like with where you're at and stuff. So I like those too. And then my last one is for fun. My favorite genre is, what is it called? It's always a hard word for me to say, but dystopian. That's what it is, a dystopian novel. I think a dystopian novel is always very important to have on your list as well, just because it really puts you in like out-of-the-box thinking. Because a lot of dystopian novels are, you know, from a different reality or different situations and moments and powers. And I think it's important to think about the what ifs in those types of senses as well.
I love that. You know, what we read and what we consume says a lot about who we are. So I love that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for my question.
If you like, I can share a piece with you.
Oh, I couldn't wait for that.
This is something, this is new, so this is something I've recently written. And I haven't performed it anywhere, so y'all are the first.
Oh, the mic is definitely yours.
I am honored.
All right. It's called Release. I've released you 1,000 times in my head, 1,000,000 times with my word, but my heart, it still holds on to the memories shared with you, not wanting to let them die like your words did when they fell from your tongue, venomous poison spewed like a predator. You were on the prowl, kidnapping my heart. You held it hostage, depriving it from what it needed most, feeding it just enough to hang on, just enough to survive, begging for more, not realizing it was shell shock, needing to be shocked to revive it. So I'm left picking up the crumbs, tricked into thinking those crumbs were love. Never before experienced in real love, you left me sleepless beneath soundless clouds, nursing my wounds, tearing at tormented thoughts, trying to decipher the riddles tangled in your words of I love you. And when I couldn't settle, I settled like cement, sinking further into your grasp, drowning in the hopes of possibilities, drowning in the loophole of depression, drowning in the hopes of not dying alone. I sat there, unable to make out the distorted images right in front of me, wanting to scream, wanting to pull my hair out, wanting to find ways to numb the waves of emotions on this horrible roller coaster ride, wanting to just die. As gasoline-infused tears burned all around me, clearing my path, they cleared my vision. I was wanting someone to come save me, but that was the damn problem. It was always what I wanted, not what I needed, not what was good for me, not what God had laid out for me. So I had to face my fears, cut the ropes tied by you, drop the cement blocks, and swim my way to the surface, gasp for air, and breathe. I had to realize that real love starts here. No one can love me better than me. And the love that I so badly wanted, I had to manifest in myself, believe in the possibilities that God had set aside for me. But as long as I was tied to someone else and hanging on to their every word, I was blocking my blessings while missing God's message. And baby, I refuse to do that to myself ever again. And these are the words of Angel Kim.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That, okay, that was an experience. Oh, my goodness. The love I so desperately wanted, I had to manifest to my for myself. Wow.
To myself.
That's a dropper right there.
Yeah, that
piece speaks. Yeah. I think, you know, in life, it speaks to a lot of people because a lot of us are in search of love. We're in search of finding that perfect match to complete us when we don't need someone else to complete us. We're already complete. God made us whole when he created us. And so we're in search of something that's already in us. We just have to manifest it in ourselves and believe it and see it.
Right.
And that's a tough lesson for a lot of us. It's a tough lesson, but it's a lesson worth learning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And believe it or not, some people grow old and still don't learn it.
Yeah, I was just explaining that I'm just learning exactly as far as, like, the feeling of love at 41 years old. Like, I'm just starting to understand what it was that I felt like I was looking for in this entire time. Like you said, I had to learn to love me. I didn't love me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was an amazing piece.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all letting me share. And y'all have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely.
I'll definitely be back. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. All right, you too.
I will definitely escort her to the study hall. I'll be back. Y'all do y'all.
Appreciate you. Woo. Man.
Yeah. She came through with that one, didn't it?
Man.
Man, did she ever.
That was a heavy hitter right there. Ugh, that's that line. I'm thinking about that one forever. The love I so desperately wanted, I had to manifest for myself. Oh, baby, I'm going to write that on my mirror.
So.
That slapped me in the face. Like,
you feel me?
That hit me.
So, wow.
That hit me.
I've been looking for love in the wrong places. Okay. You know, it's okay. I need that wake-up call. I appreciate it.
All right, big bro, who else we got on the line?
All right, next up we got area code 442. Welcome to Clamfish. Who do we have on the mic?
Paul Cram, was good. It's your friendly neighborhood ink slinger, slinger ink from his fingers. Mr. Soul's Ink Pen, was good.
What's good, my brother Soul's Ink Pen?
What's good, bro?
Oh, man, not much, man. What's good with y'all? Hold on, before I go any further, I don't know if Miss Lady is still on the line, but, oh, Lord. I was like, ooh. I got to follow that. Challenge accepted, but God, I don't know. I don't know.
Shit. It's been some heat all night from the future on down. It's been some heat, like, all night.
I caught the feature second song. That, oh, my God, that shit was fire.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about our poetic feature, Miss Aaliyah. She's on the line with us right now, man. If you caught the show late,
I did. I caught the show late. Now, God dang it!
She's definitely gonna spit again before we get up out of here. But you're gonna have to catch the replay. See, everybody else, they showed up on time for dinner and they got fed.
Right.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. So, I came here to. I want to do something different. I mean, I'm a spit, but I got two love poems. One of them's nerdy, and the other one is explicit. The difference is I'm giving y'all the option which one you want to hear.
Now we're going to let our feature pick.
Oh, hell yeah.
We let her do it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Miss Lady?
Yes.
Would you like to hear, they're both love pieces, but one of them's explicit and the other one is on some nerd shit. Which one you want?
We can be explicit. We grown, right? Everybody grown in here. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
be careful what you ask for.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, brother. The mic is yours.
Let's have a threesome. See, Miss Lady, you've introduced me to some of your friends, and to be perfectly honest, I have a sexual connection with each individual one. Let's have a threesome or a foursome, a smorgasbord of orgasms and sweat. Me touching her, I'm licking you. She sucks my dick while I'm penetrating whomever I choose, so I think we should have a threesome. Light a few candles, let the aroma surround. I've searched high and low, and finally you I found. I'll massage every issue out of your frown, kissing your body, making you smile, reading your mind while calming it down, starting out slow with a nice rub down. But baby, it's about to get wild. Let's open your favorite wine, but I want to drink mine from between your thighs. Add some melted chocolate and strawberry drizzle to the top for good measure. Tasting it off your nipples goes well with your skin texture, so I begin kissing your body from your neck to your toes and back again. She rubs mine while I kiss and lick your ass a little bit. See, I really don't think y'all realize the freak in me. See, I'm going to throw your legs over my shoulder, stand and deliver a great oration of elation that makes your soul start pouring down my body where she's waiting to lick it off me. Pardon me, miss, I'm going to do things that I only seen in dreams, but I don't think you know what I mean, so allow me to take it back to the beginning. Remember when I said you introduced me to your friends with whom I share a sexual connection? Allow me to elaborate. Physically, I saw you and wanted to fuck. Mentally, we spoke and I fell in love. Spiritually, you seemed deep inside, revealing pieces of me no one else knew. Four is where the threesome kicks in, because I want to make love to you, and I mean all of you. Your different personalities create the perfect ring, so I say again, we need to do a threesome, so can we please do this thing? And don't worry, I'll bring every persona I have inside of me. Soul's ink pen, well, he'll touch you. Life's lessons will make love to you, while Tin Man will, I mean, he's just going to fuck you. So essentially, it'll be an orgy of like minds crashing like waves unto one another, and when it's all said and done, we'll lay naked in the covers, heaving and smiling, giggling at our sight, and to us we'll be perfectly aligned because I'm your king and I give you all of me and you're my queen. So we mesh naturally. So I say again, baby, sweet lady, I want to have a threesome. In peace.
That was dope.
Very descriptive.
Hey. Ooh, yeah, that was fire. That was fire.
I appreciate that more than you ever know. That's one of the first times I've ever read that. I think I've read it. That's now three times, and that's in like the last 4 years. That's the third time I've read it in 4 years. So I appreciate y'all.
When you started the
podcast, you said what?
No, Talia was talking. What'd you say, Talia?
I said that was amazing, and thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm a little embarrassed and shy, like right now, like kind of like you know, like I can't believe I just said all that.
I'm letting
Big Bro, let Big Bro talk to you. And our feature, I'm letting everybody go ahead and say all these little nice things to you. When it's my turn, I got something to say.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You think you slick, no. Like.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to be like you when I grow up, dog.
Oh no, no, don't do that. Don't do that. do. No, man, you got me. You got me good with that piece. That was a dope piece, man. I ain't gonna lie. The whole time you started off and you flat out said, "I want to have a threesome." I was like, "Well, shit, she's very understanding. Let's see how this goes."
Facts, bro. Facts.
Oh man. I had to do
that. That was dope, bro. That was dope. That was dope.
Yeah, somebody challenged me one time to write something that I don't normally write. So at the time I was just writing lovey-dovey shit. And they said, "Why don't you go back to writing your X-rated stuff you used to write?" And I was like, "Because I want to change direction. I don't want to write anything that got to do with love at all." I said, "But I'll give you one. I'll write one for you." And that's what I came out with. So I'm just glad y'all like it, man, because you know me. I'm like, you know, Paul Cram, you know, I don't big up myself at all. Like, I will say this, though. I do have one thing I'm proud of. One thing I'm really proud of right now that I've done recently. I'm on a track. I'm on a track right now that comes out on Halloween, and it's Sinister Saint featuring Twista, Crazy Bone, Twisted Insane, and myself.
Hey, you better, I need that.
It's coming out on Halloween, big dog. I done a reel on Facebook, and I put a picture up and I put the hook up. The hook is me. Everybody can hear what I did. But to hear the whole thing in its entirety, I think there's only two people that's heard it, and I'm proud because I don't rap. This is literally my second time in the studio rapping shit that I wrote. And I'm on this track with these giants. Psh, man. Anyway, going back to poetry, I appreciate y'all for liking my stuff. Huh?
I'm looking forward to hearing that one, bro.
Indeed. I can't wait to hear the featured poet. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's coming yet. So you go ahead and stick around. Stay on the phone. We got a couple more callers that's going to spit, ask her a couple questions, and then she's definitely going to blaze that mic one more time. But go ahead and let you head towards the pretty hall, Jermaine.
Can I ask her a question?
You definitely can.
Miss Lady, I don't want to know what got you writing. I want to know what kept you writing.
Ooh, okay. I like that one, what kept me writing. I would say my uncle, he passed earlier this year. And he was a very big inspiration for me because he did theater, poetry. Like, he kept me very sharp as a poet on, like, what I wanted to do and how I wanted, like, to elevate and get better. So once he passed, like, I definitely, before he had passed, I was in a rough spot because I was blanking. I didn't know what to write. And once he passed, I was like, man, I cannot let this gift go. Like, I know that this is something important, that this is something he loved for me, and it's something I love for myself. So I really do this for my uncle and all my other loved ones that have passed and have supported my poetry. Like, my childhood best friend, she died in April this year. And the last time I seen her, actually, was at one of my poetry performances. So, like, for me, it's my way of keeping my ancestor spirit with me and alive. So I can never stop.
Well, rest in peace to those who have passed on. And I thank them for keeping you motivated. I thank you for keeping your pen wet.
All right, big bro, I'm going to go ahead and take you to the study hall. Relax, kick your feet up, get you a little drink, whatever, but make sure you stay tuned because the best is yet to come.
Yes, sir. I got a drink in my hand right now.
Bet that up. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic, bro. Man.
Yeah,
Next up. That's all you can see. But next up, we got the other one half host of the Jess J. Gina show. We give you Jess J. is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, black men, how y'all doing?
What's good, brother? What's good?
Doing good, bro. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good. Hello, how you doing, young lady? Are you okay today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah. Bro, I am good, man. I got a chance to see a couple of good friends today on a vid call, all that type of job, man. Yeah, it was real good, everything.
Yeah, that was real good.
What type of stuff can we do in front of the young lady? Say it again, Cram.
I said, y'all hung up as soon as I was off the clock and was able to get on my phone. It said, video call ended.
I keep hearing everybody say that too, man. You got to be like the second one. But yeah, I've been normally been tardy to him, man. I'm in there.
All right, Judge Jason, so do you have a question for our feature?
What do you think about mentorship, young lady, as far as helping the next one to go ahead and get to the plateau where you at?
Oh, that's very, very important. Mentorship is very, very important to me, especially because even I can't be where I am now without my mentors. If it wasn't for them directing me and giving me my critical criticism that I need to be a better poet and to take the insight, like, I wouldn't be the poet I am today. So I think it's very important to be able to take constructive criticism and to be able to be guided by someone who's a little bit more seasoned in the industry. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's highly encouraged.
Man, that constructive criticism thing can be rough, though. Even though when the person is having the best interest, sometimes we just feel like, oh, this is how I do it. I've been fighting through that same thing you've been talking about forever. Please don't remind me that I'm still doing it. I cannot stop doing it. But I appreciate you, lady.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for the question.
For sure.
So, I've been waiting to ask this question for you, brother. Mr. Jeff J., I know you brought something to blaze the mic with.
Yes, sir. You know what? What's the format? Because I just seen a piece that went through here. I was like, are we doing that?
It's open mic. Whatever's on your head, let it roll off your tongue.
I think I'm going to go ahead and I did enough of that last night with King Atterbury. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and take the lower of the high road. I'm doing pieces about grapefruits and stuff, man. It's crazy.
All right, brother. The mic is definitely yours.
My man. The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind, over the heights, and I slid into the valleys as I tepidly walked into a cave, braving the shrill of bats and the feel of sliminess from both the multi and the no-legged varieties. And for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore to wash myself in a bluer than blue sea. Inhaling of this beauty, I dove into the waters, and I searched the depths for long-lost treasures, not easily brought up even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back into my cave. Next, I went to my woods, where I pulled my machete and started chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkept, hacking and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of the great fallen cedar. I sat there, and I stared into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a guinea pig for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish. I grew weary of this game, so I left to walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination, full, I closed my eyes, and another day walked by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that looked like Everest, only it was in the sky. I'm falling, falling, falling. But I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I do not partake, because I know this was a trap that would taste best in little drops. So I sat there in the chair at this table with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance, as the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. And I know that if I walk my line straight, straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walked to the edge of this oven to plant my face in the cool metal of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew, and the dew reflects the moon's light, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped. And the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue, and it felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways through my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the animals of the night. For they saw me from far off when feet were dredging through white hot sands heated by the big ball of fire till I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wines. Because self-fermentation is the only help that heat offers to dying men. A large drink from a cup of madness, the madness to know heat is not now at its end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling, and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials. But now I must awaken to leave. And I attest to all the things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind.
My gracious, my gracious, my gracious. Fulcrum, you hear this? Do you hear this?
I hear this.
Aaliyah,
I love it.
Do you hear this,
Aaliyah? Like, I knew you was a beast, but you're a monster. Like, that's just drinking a cup filled with madness. Like, ooh.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, man. I second what he said.
That's just Jay. Brother, you're different. Like, you're different. Like, Van will tell you all the time. He always tell me, don't call him this, don't call him that. I don't care about none of that. I'm going to say it regardless, because that's how I feel. You know, he's one of those upper echelon poets and people. But you're welcome to my Mount Rushmore, bro. Like, man.
Thanks, man.
Right. Aaliyah, what you think about that?
Oh.
I really like the nature, like, metaphors. Like, I really, really like them.
I appreciate
and it. It is, in its entirety, it's beautiful, but those little sections was my favorite.
Yeah. I told him he's like our modern day Shakespeare. He just don't want to live up to it. I think it's like it's too much pressure. Some of the stuff that he does is just so unique that it reaches that level.
Yeah, and it has just such a beautiful flow is what I really liked, was the rhythm. Like of your words.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Brother, won't you let the people know what you got going on with Epiphany?
Man, not this Saturday, but y'all be there this Saturday. And the Saturday after that is going to be the Just Jay and Gina show. Come by there and check us out. We're going to need tracks from folks. I don't know why we got to be out here with a can and a cup and some dark shades, but we need some poems put in that cup. It don't have to be no finished mobile of science and all the rest of that. We just pick up your cell phone. Drop us a beautiful poem. We're looking for love type stuff. It could be heartbreak too, but we're trying to keep it in a certain vein. We want to have a nice time that night.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I'll definitely make sure I make my way up there, man. He said this Saturday and next Saturday. It's on and popping.
Man, bro, I'm telling you, bring it on in, man. We're gonna be having the callers spitting in between the poems that we're gonna be spinning too.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. We need to be out here promoting ourselves. Ain't nobody else gonna get out here and promote for us, man. So we need to go ahead and get these poets that need to
speak
amongst this mountain of dope poets. No, this guy right here is something different. So we got to get y'all out there.
All right, brother. Well, I'm going to go ahead and walk you on over to the study hall, man. Kick your feet up. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. I'm so grateful, so thankful for you to join and blaze that mic for us, man.
Appreciate you, Black man. Hey, Feature. Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing the piece, ladies. Hey, man, you already know what it is, man. You didn't got me off in here, man. So I appreciate you forever, bro.
Absolutely, my brother. Likewise.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro. That was Just Jay. We're going to move from Just Jay to the host of Sunday Night's Inspiration. Here on Epiphany Radio, we got Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, program? Poetic, what's going on? And definitely. Greetings and salutations to, I hope I don't butcher it, Celia, your feature.
Celia,
okay, I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I'm glad I have company. Yeah, I've been sitting here amazed at your practice. I became a fan tonight. This is the first time I heard you, but prayerfully it won't be the last.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yes, at the end of the show, I will definitely let everybody know where they can follow me to see upcoming performances and what my next project of my poetry.
And I did have a question, if that's permittable.
Yeah, of course.
Most definitely.
Awesome. I'd like to know when you allowed yourself to recognize yourself as a poet.
Wow. That one's loaded. I would say, I definitely started taking myself more seriously as a poet after my first year of doing competition poetry. The second year, I was captain, obviously, because I created it, but the second year, my teammates had put that on me. And so I really became my little honor that I took with me that I realized, okay, I really do this in a different manner, in a different way, and I gotta continue taking this seriously. So that's when I noticed, like, okay, this is something I can continue doing. So my sophomore year of high school.
How early? So you've been at this for a minute.
Yeah. Yes. So my eighth grade year.
Well, true that. Well, I certainly want to congratulate you on the feature, and I'm grateful that I was able to get there to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, all right, brother. So I know you brought something to bless our ears tonight.
Listening to the show, I have changed the piece that I was going to do, I know, at least six times. when I think we're going one way, we try to go another way. But, you know, that keeps you on your toes. It's actually pretty good, I think. But I think I'm going to stick with Amazing Grace.
The mic is most definitely yours.
Thank you. Amazing grace, how sweet a sound that it saved like me. I once was lost, but now I see. The moments taken for granted where God himself was there with me, protecting and defending me. I see where I allowed the defeated enemy out of my judgment and had me acting like I hadn't already been set free from the wages of sin, set free from the taint of sin that exists in me, set free from the reptilian claws of the enemy. The enemy whose sole purpose is to steal my joy and attempts to drag me into the pits of hell with his defeated soul eternally. So while my vision is clear, I'm crying out, Lord, forgive me. Stay with me, Father God. Please continue to cover me with your amazing grace. Amazing grace is the most powerful tool used to empower and uplift a lowly sinner like me. And amazing grace is how discernment proves God is always with me. Amazing grace is how we all can be afforded the undeserved honor of sharing a season with you, God, eternally. Eternally grateful I shall be because of the amazing grace you have bestowed upon me, used to cleanse and restore me. And that amazing grace, amazingly free, blessedly, mercifully available to a sin-filled, unworthy creature like me. Amazingly. Amazingly, God's love for each of us, despite the times we disobeyed, despite the times we walked away, despite the circumstances we allowed to overshadow thee, the times we actually spit in your face. Father God, I exist solely because of your amazing grace.
That piece felt good.
right. That piece really felt good. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Like, I've been having like battles spiritually that I've discussed it with my with one of my bros, J Rob. He's somebody I could talk to about everything in the world, and I've battled spiritually, and that piece felt good spiritually.
All right. That'll be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Paul, you know
I really
how
like
I feel
your
about,
singing.
About
I really like the amazing grace. Like, and I like the idea of having music and poetry. That's a really cool concept.
Mm. Absolutely. Divine inspiration. Amazing ink as always.
My brother.
Thank you.
You know, we go back a minute or two. I'm not saying that we're getting seasoned or old or anything, but we go back a minute or two. So you know, I hold your thoughts in very high esteem, so I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, brother, always. Now, before
we get you over into the
study hall, you know, you got to let everybody know what be going on Sundays.
Hmm. Well, this coming Sunday, game, the last Sunday, we set the tone for the youth. If they come, God bless them. If they don't, God bless them. It's still somewhere that they have an option to come. That's what's going on with them. And I would like the poets to maybe do something that would encourage the child. I guess, you know, some wisdom that they could use. This Sunday, we're actually, oh, I'd love to hear some of the kids come in with it. Come in with patting yourself on your back. Write a piece that talks about something that you're pleased about. And you're beaten out all day, every day. Just lift yourselves up. And that's it.
I love it.
9 p.m. Thank you. I got to start pestering some insurance. Tell them they have a homework assignment. But y'all come on through. We love to praise God through poetry and whatever gift it is that He has blessed us with, and just up to the speech. Not thank you, gentlemen, for the platform this evening.
I think Sunday I'm definitely gonna hop in. I have a Sunday free finally. So yeah, I'm definitely will check out. Definitely will hit you up and listen to the show and go and get those good vibes in my spirit.
And we're glad to have you. Glad to have you. Pray with you, just, you know, hey, praising. And I'm going to do as they claim that I do frequently. I'm just going to put a little thumbs up out there. Van Meadows, you know, you could call in between the ball games and just spit something for us in between the quarters or whatever the case.
You know, divine inspiration, you moved the show back to 9, and at 7 you had a very good change. Now you'd have moved it back to 9. So, yeah.
Well, because at 8 is when the game started.
That is correct. So at seven,
yeah,
it's
so
a great opportunity.
Season.
Great opportunity. But I shall see what I can do. I shall see what I can do.
I should have done it.
I'll let my brother.
I appreciate that much. One love, one mic. God bless you all. Once again,
one love, one mic. God bless you, brother. is Devin Divine Inspiration. Check him out this coming Sunday. And we're going to go to the other Epiphany host. He happens to be one of the hosts of the Get Down that premieres and airs every Thursday night here on Epiphany Radio. My good brother, J. Rob, the wise son, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Everything is everything, man. What's going on, fellas? I'm doing this through a connection through the Perla Negra, so hopefully y'all can hear me. We can hear you.
We can hear you just fine, brother.
Cool. Look, you'll see the kind of lengths I would go through not to miss this show. You'll see how I'm trying to connect so I don't miss. I work with retarded people that know how to talk, and I'm late. So trying to, like, get to the show.
Yes, sir.
So your brother got an Uber, came all the way back to the crib and ran up these stairs. You know I'm a big boy. So running up the stairs wasn't easy, but I tried to get here so I could get on the show, and LaPearl was nice enough to patch me in. Thank you, baby. So,
you're welcome.
You know, so here I am, and to your guest, I just found out that you have a guest. Good evening to you, beloved. I didn't get a chance to hear your poetry, but I will check the playback so that I can give you a proper compliment, because I'm sure it was as exquisite as I'm sure this brother told us about in the intro when I'm reading the other stuff that they're talking about in the chat.
Oh, no.
Hello?
So, Leah, you see that?
Sorry, my phone messed up.
Oh, you okay. I
could not hear nothing. I apologize. I am still here.
Okay.
Cool.
So if you want to ask that one more time, I'll be more than happy to answer.
I really didn't have a question because I didn't get a chance to hear the entire show where a question would fit. But I just would like to say hello, and I'm humbled to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully you have to get an opportunity to hear from. I got some good little bars.
I'm hoping to get the playback and experience that for myself.
Okay, good.
She will be doing another piece. We will give her a chance to do another piece because I got to hear more. So after you, good brother, she's going to get an opportunity to have another piece because I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I desperately need to hear more.
Thank you.
Cool.
So, big bro, I know you have to have something for me. I know you got one.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I think I got something that because it's an open mic, so I'm going to do something short and sweet if that's okay. And hopefully this works. Again, LaPearl, thank you for allowing me to patch into the show. And thank you both of you, brother, and your co-host. This piece is entitled Rotating Love.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. The mic is definitely yours.
I bet in my heart of hearts that there's something about me that you never knew. You see, I myself have perfected the art of missing you. So much so that I have replaced it by longing for you for as long as it takes for the earth to rotate around the sun, where I'm always going to be waiting for you on the other side of forever. With nothing more than open arms, secured comfort, that are strong enough to hold you for the times when you don't feel strong enough, even during those times when you think that the world ain't feeling you. That's when I say don't ever worry, baby, because no matter what, I got you. You see, having you means more to me than you would ever even truly really know. Because someone recently told me that I write a lot of love poems, but not enough other poems because poets, they want to send a view of you on IG, so let me explain a few things. I don't really do slam poetry, but there's something else that you need to know about me. I post a lot of poetry celebrating black love and how beautiful we look when we're doing it. I don't post suicide notes because while it may affect you, you wouldn't understand any of the shit that I've been through or what I go through. I find it less interesting talking about me and more interesting to talk about you. And for the fact that sometimes I may be feeling so damn bad inside that I'm ready to cry inside of a bowl, that I'm ready to ask the devil, what's the going rate for a soul? So no, I don't post my lonely nights. I don't let that sometimes happiness doesn't have a seat at my table or a key to the crib to my spot. I don't want to bore you with the strange tales of why me, because in all reality, baby, who cares? Funny thing is, I write about this black love shit because it's really legit.
Oh, man, we lost Danielle. She dropped in the middle of his piece.
No!
Oh, that just fucking hurt.
Oh, that hurt me. That hurt there.
Because that brother said, I want to ask the devil what's the going rate for a soul.
Man, for real, like, that whole week.
Man. Let me see what's happening, because,
Thank you so much for sharing. I really liked that. That was beautiful.
Thank you, wise son. J-Rob, the wise son. Oh, man. All right. Well. This is that moment where we want to hear more of you. Would you do us the pleasure of giving us one last piece to close out our show with?
Of course. Do we have like any kind of recommendation on, I guess, genre? I've got like a heavier one. If you're kind of on a love kick right now, I can do like a love poem. If that's what y'all want to hear.
Sounds good. I love love poems.
Okay. This one is called Walls. My heart, a village filled of souls with good vibrations, farming me to be better. There's full trees of prosperity, deeply rooted in love, bushes of compassion with fruits of beauty bearing through the leaves. And if you're far enough from the walls, you can almost see it. Please take a look at my brickwork while I think of letting down my barricades. As enticing as my village may be, we've had fatalities, tragic losses, all because it's hard distinguishing the difference between need and yearning. So many times have they been deceived, been told I love you when they meant I love the use you provide me, so why should I bring my walls down again? How can I know that you're not here to receive more than you give? A silence grows. Your colorful signals shoot through the sky over my walls, and though gorgeous, I'm still hesitant to jump to my feet. Pigeons fly over and bring letters of mosaic poetry. I read at the edge of my seat, still scared to stand up. Because what if this is yet another trick? Smoke signals to get my attention so you can rob the villages that flames the crops see. That's a risk we can't take. We've come too far. But in the same breath, I think to myself, isn't love worth fighting for? Is it worth the chance of heartbreak to have the possibility of connection, to be an individual and yet still grow with you? Do you promise to elevate with me, not because of me, to give as much as you receive, pour into me? Welcome to my heart. Please take your shoes off and leave your burdens at the wall.
My God, that was beautiful. Oh, my God, that was so beautiful.
Thank you. That's Walls. It's a little bit of a different concept on love. It's more of trying to get back and so forth.
I love it.
I love your thought process.
Yeah, she said, welcome to my heart. Oh, my God.
Whew.
Okay. Don't. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had fun tonight. What about you, bro?
Yes, I had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're more than welcome anytime.
Yeah. And hearing everybody's poems, everybody that stepped on the mic tonight, y'all are amazing. Keep on going. Don't stop. I don't care if it's one line a day or it's two poems a day. Just keep y'all stuff up. Y'all got me in them pages.
Amazing.
So before we get out of here, let everybody know where they can follow you. If you got any shows coming up, any events, anything like that, let the people know where they can find you.
Okay, so right now I don't have any poetry bookings on the books yet, but we are still working on, hopefully I'll have something in November. But if you just want to keep tabs on what performances I have, and just with me in general, I do have TikTok, I got Instagram and Facebook. So those are the main platforms I'd be on. So for my TikTok, that's going to be at SAALIYAH111. So at Saleah111, and that is my TikTok. And then for my Instagram, I do always usually try to post something on my stories when I got an event coming up. So for my Instagram, it's going to be Saleah_. So SAALIYAH_. And then on Facebook, y'all can find me under Saleah11, SAALIYAH_. So I'm always going to make sure I post an update or even just a little small little message box of what poem I've been working on or something. So definitely keep some tabs on me. Hopefully you can all meet in a public setting at one of these performances. I like open mics. So if you guys go to Good Vibes in Des Moines on, I think it's 6th Ave, they do an open mic once a month. I love to go out and show my face and drop some poetry. So that is definitely going to be my soonest performance.
No doubt, no doubt. I'll definitely come check you out here in Des Moines on 6th Avenue at the Good Vibes, man. It's a real great place.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great time, some fire poetry, great music. It was just a good night. So I believe we successfully again turned up on a Tuesday, huh, bro?
Yeah.
We definitely turned up on a Tuesday. Without question, what a beautiful feature, amazing poetry. You are a phenomenal artist, but more importantly, you're a phenomenal individual. So keep being you because nobody else can be.
Thank you. Thank you.
And let me give you guys a lineup for the week before we close. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Divas Talk with your host, LaPearl LaNegra, and a panel of divas. Thursday night, of course, is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Make sure you come out. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, y'all, it's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, you heard Divine Inspiration. It will be the Inspiration Factory with he and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen LaPearl LaNegra. Tuesday night, y'all, is Halloween, so there probably won't be a show, but stay tuned. Me and King Atterbury is cooking up something. Maybe we might want to hang out and do a show. I mean, we're not out trick-or-treating, so if you're not out trick-or-treating and you want to do something, stay tuned. We'll keep y'all posted. And after that, Parkram, go ahead and close us out, bro.
I just once again just want to tell everybody thank y'all for coming in and joining the show with us tonight. A special thank you to our special pen tonight, Saleah. Man, I love you to death. But thank you so much. One more shout out for Ojeda Doc. Make sure y'all go look up his music, man. You already know, dude is real, real dope. Thank you all for helping us turn up on a Tuesday once again. So to everybody who's listening, one love, one mic. We out.
Remember, take your socks off. Peace. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.